is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. We're kicking off hour number two of the Thursday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
Mike D. in here, guest hosting with us tonight. Mike D. from Red Bar Radio. You can listen to his show live via our live stream. See, we do our live streaming Monday through Saturday from 7 to 10 o'clock at night Eastern time on our website, but that means there's another 20-something hours that we could also be streaming something else. And so Sunday nights, you get Red Bar Radio on the stream from, is it...
8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central time. We're switching to Saturdays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central,
April 1st. Let's make it Eastern. That would be 10 to midnight Eastern.
Yes.
So therefore, Saturday, starting April 1st, you'll be following Free Talk Live.
Yes, we will.
On our stream at freetalklive.com.
Yes.
Okay, if you're listening on a radio affiliate, you're not going to be hearing them. All right, so 800-259-9231, or at least not yet. All right, so coming up this hour, or coming up in the remainder of the show here, as much as we can squeeze in, Florida may be requiring high school students to select a major. Well, I don't know why they're doing this, because it seems pointless. We'll get into that. Plus, atheists have been identified as America's most distrusted minority. And there are two of them in the studio here tonight. another pack rat story, and someone has predicted the winner of the 2008 elections. But let's start things out with an email, man, which you've got one, I guess, in regards to an eBay scam going on.
It could be anything. It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
There was a story that came out a couple of days ago. Budget constraints are forcing some FBI agents to operate without emails, according to the top agency's official...
Obviously, they need more money.
Another excuse to get more money. Well, and it's sent in by Matt, and he refers to himself as Matt the Geek.
Okay.
I'm not calling him a geek.
No.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with being a geek.
So here's his story. A few months ago, I had a laptop computer that the motherboard had died on, so I was parting out the other parts on eBay. In my listing, I explained where the parts came from. I was selling most everything, but I was planning on keeping the hard drive. A couple of days after the posting item, I got an eBay message from a place that appeared to be an aquarium shop. Keep that in mind for irony later. They asked if I had the hard drive and was willing to sell it. I considered it because I didn't really need the drive and can always use a few extra bucks. I got curious, though, and looked on the eBay listing for similar drives available, and it was an old 4-gigabyte drive, so they were like 10 bucks. So I decided it wasn't worth messing with, so I go out on a message and write them back telling, no thanks. Well, when I sent the email, it, of course, shows the real email address, which was, wait for it, memphisfbi@yahoo.com. I'm not positive it was Memphis, but it was some large southern city. I thought, wow, the FBI is getting old hard drives and phishing, remember aquarium, through them for incriminating evidence. But then I thought, no, there's no way the FBI is using a Yahoo address. It's just some dope who thought it was funny to have that address. But now I'm really wondering... If I had had known then what I know now, I would have used Derek's Boot and Nuke. I don't know what any of these things are.
I don't either.
A tool completely to wipe the info off the drive and then put an insulting text file on the drive and then sold it to them just to see if it really was the FBI.
If it is the FBI and they want to be sneaky, they're not going to put FBI in the email address. It could have been somebody's initials.
Well, I think that it was somehow hidden a little bit.
Okay. It was good for female body inspector. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, but anybody in the FBI, it's not going to even be hidden. It's not. I mean, if you make a Yahoo account, the FBI is not going to write in, oh, yeah, I'm in the FBI. That's one of my hobbies.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but the thing is he couples it with the article that says, you know, the FBI doesn't have their own email accounts. They're so poor.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of making a connection, making a link there.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I kind of got the wrong impression on that. I thought that what had happened was, when you had told me about it before the show, I thought that he had gotten an email offering him more money than what he was asking for in his auction. For some reason, I totally misunderstood what you had said. And this is actually something, this is why I said it was a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're auctioning off a laptop, and I've done this, on eBay, you will get scam emails from people. Because when you auction something on eBay, they can contact you. Anybody who's looking at the auction that has an eBay account can send you a little email through the eBay system. They don't actually know what your email address is,
right,
but they can still send you stuff through the system. And so what will happen is if you've got a high-dollar item like a laptop for sale on eBay...
Or a car, maybe?
Right, and I think these are overseas scammers, like the African scammer guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they
are. Yeah, they'll ask if you want to can I send you a certified check, or can I wire money to you through a bank account?
Yeah, they'll actually offer you
more money
than what you're asking for. So, for instance, if I'm selling a laptop and there's a buy-it-now price of $1,000, They'll come on and they'll say, look, if you cancel your auction and sell it to me off eBay, I'll pay you $1,200. And so it's a real, I mean, gosh, that sounds like a sweet deal,
yeah.
Right? Of course, I never have bothered to really investigate this further, but essentially what's going to happen is they're going to ask you to send the laptop prior to actually getting the payment. They'll somehow try to convince you.
No, it's happened to me before. They,
really?
They said, we're going to send somebody over with a check, but you got to ship the laptop now.
Craziness.
And a lot of people fall for it just because they think, well, it's a lot more money he's giving them.
Right, it's nutty.
Yeah. Yeah.
That someone would fall for that.
Well,
but
that's
look out for that.
That's how all scams work is they play on greed. They
yes,
always
good point.
Do. And a friend of mine, Wes, used to do some eBay sales, and his rule was, anything that's unusual, no. The answer's just
yeah,
no.
Yeah, you could actually go to eBay support page, and they list all the current scams on
really?
There. Really? So, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to look out for that. I like that. If it seems out of whack, turn it down.
Yeah.
If they're offering you more money, ask them why. And, of course, they'll come up with a good story.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, if you don't have that money in advance, if that money is not in your PayPal account, if it is not, if you don't have a money order with that amount on it and it's a real money order, don't ship the item. Don't ever ship anything before you get money.
I'm not saying don't investigate it because if somebody's, you know, you never know why somebody would be offering.
It's possible it could be
for
real.
You know, I have to have the payment before you get the item.
Exactly.
Period.
Yep. That's how it works. It keeps people honest.
Yeah.
Of course, if the seller's dishonest, then you're going to lose your money.
Well, if the seller's dishonest on eBay, they get a bad rating.
That's true.
And for whatever reason, that's worked pretty darn well.
Which, it's tough, you know, when you're on eBay.
Can you imagine the government doesn't control someone's eBay rating and it still works?
It does work really well. I mean, there's the occasional slip through the cracks. There's the occasional scam artist out there that's going to be successful in screwing you over. But overall, I mean, I've bought hundreds of things on eBay over the years. I think I've been on there since 1997. And I've only had a couple of items where it wasn't quite what they had advertised, and it wasn't a big deal because from all the money that I'd saved on all the other purchases, it more than made up for the hassle.
I think at one time I sent in a $12 money order and it just disappeared, but I'm
really
positive that the seller wasn't trying to scam me because she really wanted me to send another, and I'm like, I'm just not going to.
Right. And the feedback system is, of course, brilliant. I think it's interesting that you pointed out that government is not involved really at all with eBay. I mean, it's an international thing. So if you're buying and selling something with someone across the border, the United States government doesn't really have a say there, do they?
Well, the UN isn't doing it either.
No,
can you imagine?
Not.
If the UN was administrating eBay?
Yeah, the UN can't do anything.
It's due time, my friends. All this stuff is too good to be true now.
There are some paranoiacs out there that have posted, and the UN has been feeding the paranoiacs by talking about taking control of the Internet. The UN has been sort of planning to somehow take, I don't know how they would do it, to take control of the low-level structure of the Internet, and it's just... It just, to me, just doesn't seem possible. I mean, number one, because the Internet is so diffuse. There's so many, it's the Internet. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
How could you possibly take control of it? Secondly, because it's the UN and they're bureaucratic and slow and clueless and stupid.
Well, when you got a guy like Bill Gates helping you, they might be able to do something like that. Bill Gates
know.
Is in cahoots with China right now trying to censor their Internet.
Really?
Yeah. They paid him a bunch of money, and he said yes. This is the thing. Money is going to influence people. You're not going to have a guy who wants freedom when he's offered billions of dollars.
Hmm.
Maybe you, but most people won't.
Oh yeah, I'm ready to. I'm ready to compromise everyone's freedoms for a few billion dollars. Yeah, absolutely.
Low life.
You too. I'd sell you down the river for a few billion.
I'll remember that. 800-259-9231. If you've got an eBay, I don't know, horror story. Maybe you've been scammed. If you've had an internet scam pulled on you. If you've ever gone after one of those African scam emails. Just to see what... There was actually a great site, and I don't remember what it was, where a guy posted all of his emails that he had sent back and forth between the African scammer. He was just messing with him. He didn't actually... He wasn't seriously
No, I messed with him for a while, too.
More coming back. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We have live streams on our website, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. You get them both totally free, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
Oh, yes, freestateproject.org, which, by the way, we're big fans of.
Mm-hmm.
We're members of the Free State Project. Not you, Mike D.
No, not yet.
But you're only a guest host.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get you moved.
Yeah.
Thanks, sweetie.
Well, eventually, I think it's going to be the place to be. I mean, if you like freedom, you like the idea of living your life without the government breathing down your neck, I think you really should check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. So, let's go to the University of Minnesota, and let's talk about a study that they did. Minneapolis, Americans' increasing acceptance of religious diversity doesn't extend to those who don't believe in God, according to a national survey by researchers at the University of Minnesota's Department of Sociology. From a telephone sampling of more than 2,000 households, that's scientific.
Yeah, there you go.
That's good. That's good. University researchers found that Americans rate atheists below Muslims.
Really?
Yeah, maybe we'll be the first to be thrown in the detention camps, huh?
They rate us as what?
Well, we'll go on here.
Okay.
We're below Muslims, below recent immigrants, gays and lesbians, and other minority groups in sharing their vision of American society. So they called up these people and they said, okay, we're going to read a group name to you, and you're going to tell us if it shares your vision of an American society, whatever that means to you. So, you know, of those 2,000 people, a lot of people have different visions of what America means to them.
Right.
But of all of them, most of them disagree. Most of them agreed that atheists don't share their vision for an American society.
And the 2,000 people, what city were they in?
I would presume it's all over America.
Oh, okay.
Even though atheists, atheists are also the minority group most Americans are least willing to allow their children to marry. Well, wait a minute.
Allow your children to marry?
Yeah, I love how that's
this
written.
Is a problem.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I suppose that means that they're least willing to approve of those marriages. Because here in America, you have the freedom to marry pretty much whoever you want.
Yeah.
And you don't have to ask your parents for permission. I know that's the traditional thing, right? I mean, if you're going to marry somebody, you're supposed to ask the father for permission to marry his daughter, that sort of thing. But if dad says no, you can still say, F you, dad.
Yeah.
We're going to get married anyway.
It seems to me that most of Americans are sort of just cursory Christians anyway. It's not like they really believe. They don't act like they believe that stuff. Aren't what my understanding of what a Christian is they don't go to church every Sunday.
They don't adhere to the doctrine.
Right.
But I still think a lot of people hear the word atheist and think it's a negative group of people.
Yeah, I mean, it might as well be Satanist.
Yeah.
In fact, I wonder if they included Satanists in here. I wonder if atheists are actually below Satanists. Because the Satanists, some of them believe in Satan, some of them don't. It depends on what version of it you're looking at, but they don't mention that, of course. Even though atheists are few in number, not formally organized, and relatively hard to publicly identify. Hi, I'm an atheist. Mike, I believe you're an atheist as well.
I'm not. I wouldn't label myself as an atheist. I have hope that there's something else. Do I believe? No, not until I see proof there.
Okay. Now let me temper my statement.
Okay.
Then, because I think that it's certainly possible and likely that elsewhere in the galaxy, elsewhere in the universe, there's some higher being, something that has evolved further than humans. Does that make them a god? No.
No.
Does that mean I will worship them if they come here and demand to be worshipped? Heck no.
But let's say you die and then there is a heaven. You don't want to be like, I doubted you the whole time and be on bad terms with him and everything. Well, so what you say is you say, I hope. Yeah, that would be great if there was a heaven. I don't want to just stop, you know?
I don't believe it for a second.
Oh, no, I don't believe it at all. I mean, I everything else we take realistically. You know,
there's
but
no
when
evidence
it comes
for it.
To this, it's like, we just have this faith. I don't buy it at all, and I think the nut job should stop being respected.
I use Christianity as the yardstick for everything. I was raised in a very Christian home. My mom was a Sunday school
teacher. School.
I went to a Christian school, Christian private school, so I use it as the yardstick for everything. And I feel like, personally, I feel a little betrayed by the Christian God. If in fact, I was supposed to believe this stuff, and you came to Earth for 33 years, couldn't you have written something down?
Like, in the form of Jesus, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
33 years, couldn't you have written something down?
Maybe
you
didn't know how to write. People back then didn't know that.
Knew how to trim a goatee perfectly. You can't write.
He's the only white guy in Israel at the time. You think he would be able to figure it out?
He wasn't white. Come on. I mean, if they're
all
really
the pictures I see of him are white.
Well,
because they're drawn by white people. White Christians.
I'm just kidding.
Who couldn't possibly get it through their head that he might actually be a black man.
So, I don't think
he was for real.
It doesn't seem to me, just from that. Now, let's say that that's my belief, right? And then let's say that the Christian God's true. I don't think he's going to hold me fire and brimstone kind of responsible.
That's what I say, too.
I mean,
if there is this God, don't you think he's mature enough to not care if someone says God?
I don't know
GD.
If I can say that.
Yeah. You know, he should have gotten over that. It's been so many years that he's been around hearing this stuff. You think it just rolls off it, you know.
Well, that word didn't even exist back in the day.
Well,
you know?
it's not actually, it's not a sin, precisely.
Right. To say that exact word, it's a sin to what?
Yeah,
take his name
they
in vain?
Get all mad.
Yeah. In vain, and I don't know exactly what that means, precisely.
Right.
I've heard different schools of thought.
Well, the translations. I mean, who knows if the translation is accurate? It's a translation of a translation. We can get into that. But let's get back into the how people don't like atheists. Even though atheists are few in number, not formally organized, and relatively hard to publicly identify, they're seen as a threat to the American way of life, whatever that is, by a large portion of the American public. Atheists, who account for about 3% of the U.S. population, offer a glaring exception to the rule of increasing social tolerance of the last 30 years, says the associate professor in this case. She argues that today's atheists play the role that Catholics, Jews, and communists have played in the past. They offer a symbolic moral boundary to membership in American society. Oh, so that's right. We're not moral because we're atheists.
We just don't believe in make-believe. That's it.
Well, we just don't believe what we're told.
Well, we don't believe in magic. I mean, we're basically being realistic, or as realistic as we can, with the evidence that we have around us.
Let's see. It seems most Americans believe that diversity's fine as long as everyone shares a common core of values that make them trustworthy. And in America, that core has historically been religious, according to Edgel, the scientist here. Many of the study's respondents associated atheism with an array of moral indiscretions, ranging from criminal behavior to rampant materialism and cultural elitism. How did atheists get associated with criminals? I don't understand
this. But did they really, or were they just like the last ones on the list, on the survey?
No, I think that really people don't like atheists.
Really?
Really, they don't. I mean, they don't understand them. They don't come across it. There, I think there are more than 3% of Americans that are atheists. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just afraid to come out of the closet, if you will, because of this mass hatred for them.
Mike, these are an excellent example of these borderline people that get labeled agnostics or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't believe in God, you can't be an agnostic.
It's right, but the thing is you just said that you're not even sure that you don't believe in God.
No, that's not what I said. I said that there could be higher beings in the universe somewhere. Does that mean they're gods? No. Does that mean I would worship them? Heck no. So I don't believe in a God.
But I've heard you say before, and I'm not going to hold it to you now because people's opinions change on this kind of stuff, but that you're not sure whether the earth, not positive, sure that God didn't, that somebody didn't create the earth.
What? I've never said that.
What?
I've never said that. 800-259-9231. That's silliness.
That's rubbish.
There was the Big Bang or whatever the current theory is. I'll subscribe to the scientific theory.
So you don't even know.
Yeah, I don't care. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Wow, that's a messed up music bed right there.
That's nice.
Wow. Hey, board up, mark that one, please. 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Literally anything goes. And we're talking about a study that was done in the University of Minnesota that has found that 2,000 households were surveyed here, a telephone sampling, that Americans rate atheists below Muslims, recent immigrants, gays and lesbians, and other minority groups in their sharing their vision of American society. Translation? People don't like atheists.
Yeah, but really, 2,000 is not enough.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No, that's more than a scientific study. Scientific study is over 750 or 1,000 people.
What you don't understand is that, like, 2,000 people in Los Angeles, that could have been completely different.
They usually do these across the country.
Yeah.
Just a random sampling of people across the country. But you're right. If it was in one city, it would be a totally different story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to get into some more details here, but Luke's on the line. Luke, in North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike D., and Manwich.
Hey there.
Hey, Luke.
Did I just hear Ian say that you can't be an agnostic if you don't believe in God?
I believe that agnostics are not sure what they believe. Is that correct?
Right, yeah, that would be the definition. They don't take a position, you know. But
and did you hear Ian say that he just subscribes to whatever the current scientific theory is as far as our creation? Sounds like he doesn't know, too.
Okay.
It sounds like I don't care.
I
don't care how we got here. We're here, and we're living now.
I think that's more of agnosticism than atheism.
No. Atheists are people that don't believe in God. I don't believe in God.
Okay.
How could that be agnosticism?
Well,
I'm not unsure about it. There is no God.
Okay. I agree with you, Luke. I believe that Ian is also an agnostic, but he gets to pick his title.
What are you talking about?
And he likes extreme titles.
Wait, what do you mean you believe I'm an agnostic?
Well,
I just told you I don't believe in God.
You just said that you don't care. And
no, I said I don't care how the universe was created. It's immaterial to my life.
It is immaterial, but you're just not approaching the subject, so therefore you don't know.
Okay, nobody knows the answer to that question.
There's evidence. Many people take positions.
There's scientific evidence. Well, many people are silly. There's scientific evidence that points towards certain things, but I don't really care about it. I don't understand where you're going, man. Do you think I'm an agnostic?
I believe that you are, yeah.
Luke, what was the definition of agnostic again, please?
It's just somebody who doesn't say one way or another. They don't think it's relevant to their life.
Okay. Well, now, wait a minute. That's the question of agnosticism is about God, not about how the universe was formed.
Right.
Okay. The universe forming, not relevant to my life. God, certainly not relevant, but also I don't believe in a God, so therefore I'm an atheist.
Okay, then you would be an atheist.
Thank you. Luke, anything else on your mind?
No, that's it.
All right, man. Take it easy. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Are you still going to pound me over the head on this one, man?
What's there to pound you on? It's just, to me, the origin of the universe and the existence of a God are two questions that are just so linked that you can't avoid them. I can't see how you wouldn't be approaching that question somehow or another.
Well, wait a minute. Couldn't there be a God?
How can you walk through the world
and not ask yourself
these questions?
Wait. Why do they have to be linked? I think you're linking them because everybody always has. But if there was, presume the universe exists, wouldn't there also be the possibility of there being a God-like being in the universe that operates within the universe? Why does God have to have something to do with the creation of the universe? And then, of course, you can get into the question of, well, who created God's universe?
Then he would be an evolved being at that point.
I wish these arguments happen everywhere. I mean, coffee shops, everybody's talking about this. I've never seen an argument with people who don't believe in God and a priest. And it needs to happen. Why don't you get a priest on the show and you guys can have a special and see what the priest has to say? Or maybe he'll just say, my child, you have to have faith.
Because that's what it always comes down to.
Yeah. You know, they never have a legitimate answer because
Right. You can go back and forth between all the information that you want, and it always comes down to the religious person backing up and saying, well, I just believe.
Well, faith is essentially believing whatever you want to believe.
And I believe, and they say this because they were told it as a kid. That's why they believe what they believe, because somebody else told them to.
I say it all the time. We were always told that the color blue is the color blue, and that's what we call it, because everybody always told us it was. You know?
Exactly right.
You could influence anybody.
All right, so let's get back into this. The rest of this study here from the University of Minnesota. It seems that most people don't like atheists in America. Edgel believes that the fear of moral decline and resulting social disorder is behind the finding. She says, Americans believe they share more than rules and procedures with their fellow citizens, that they share an understanding of right and wrong. Our findings seem to rest on the view of atheists as self-interested individuals who are not concerned with the common good. Huh? Well, yeah, I'm absolutely self-interested, but I got news for you. So's everybody else.
And that's the common good.
Ian, you don't believe in God. Have you ever killed anybody?
No.
Did you ever want to? I mean, did you ever
thought about it?
Yeah, but I mean, you're still as morally sane as these people are with. You're not going to hurt somebody. I mean, these things are just...
To suggest that an atheist is not moral or an atheist cannot be moral is totally ignorant of... Obviously, somebody that says that has never met an atheist in their lives.
Yeah.
Or if they have, they've met a really sick person.
Or they're just extreme with what they think is moral and what's a sin.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I like to do? I like to meet new people, and obviously religion should not be something that is brought up. Politics, I don't have a problem bringing up around new people, but religion is dangerous territory.
Yeah, it is.
And so if you meet somebody new and they turn out to be ultra-religious...
You avoid them.
Well, no. I mean, if I have to be around them, you know, I'm friendly. And they like me.
But don't you think
and then they
nuts,
find out later.
But no, don't you have this feeling like this person just isn't all there? Or do you think they're just ignorant?
I don't know. I just think some people are told certain things and they never question them. I don't know if it means they're not all there. I just think it means that they've just never questioned their assumptions. And so, you know, I like to get them to like me and know me because I consider myself a likable guy. Most people appear to seem to like me, at least. And then down the line, they'll find out somehow that I'm an atheist. And then it gets interesting. You're actually testing the person then, because they've liked you up until this point, and then they discover you're an atheist. Does it shock their belief system to the core? Do they reject you? Do they kick you out of their life? Or do they accept you for who you are? I've experienced a variety of reactions there. But apparently most people don't care for atheists. The researchers also found acceptance or rejection of atheists is related not only to personal religiosity, but also to one's exposure to diversity, education, and political orientation, with more educated East and West Coast Americans more accepting of atheists than their Midwestern counterparts.
Go figure.
So there's your confirmation. It was a nationwide survey of 2,000 people. So if you've been around a variety of people, you're more likely to accept atheists. If all you've been around are the Christian families that you were raised by, you're going to totally be turned off.
The survey still doesn't mean anything because most of the people
think it means something.
Well, most of the people who are smart and with it and 10 steps ahead of everybody are the minority. We saw that in the last election. I mean, the majority
the
of the country voted for Bush. Okay, the majority of the country isn't the smarter part. It's safe to say that more people or less people are smart than they are stupid.
The smart ones stayed home or voted libertarian, one or the other. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mike D, and Manwich.
Hello.
Hey, Anthony, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I think on the last commercial set, not the one that played, but the one before that, I think it was Ian or Manwich that was saying, well, you should vote for Ron Paul or listen to Ron Paul because of the Republican caucus or something.
Republican Liberty Caucus. Yes, sir.
So, okay. Well, you know, because I've heard you guys say before, is that the music coming on for the break?
Yes, it is. You want to talk about the Republican Liberty Caucus? You just have some questions? Or
well, actually, I have to go. Bye.
Oh, great. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Atheists, Republicans, whatever is on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Bye, Anthony.
Oh.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jesus.
And Manwich.
That's Mike D, actually, guest hosting tonight. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the listener map. We have finally cracked over 1,000 listeners on our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. You can go there and plug your information and add a photo of yourself, add your location, your name, and you go up on our map.
Now, when you say that, doesn't that sound fishy?
Fishy.
Put in a picture of yourself and your location so we know where you are.
It's not exactly where you are. It's your zip code.
Yeah, I know, but I mean... It's
anybody
scary.
Who wanted to know bad enough could drive. If they knew what your car looked like, you could drive around.
It's just a hard sell.
I don't think so. We got over 1,000 people.
Yeah,
on
I know, and I do the same thing with my show. But it's like, sign up because you get to put a picture of what you look like and the town you're in. So
people like
know.
It, man.
Yeah, I know. Never had
I know. I know.
You're
it's
the
all
only
good
person
fun.
That's ever complained about it. No, I'm not complaining. Okay. I'm just saying it's me.
A little
sometimes
weird.
When I ask for it, they're like, "Why would you want to know where I live and what I look like?"
Hmm. Well, anyway, you can go to map.freetalklive.com and add yourself to the map. Or not.
Or what if the FBI asks you to add yourself to a map?
Well, that would be the FBI, and I would tell them to go F off.
Well, maybe you're in cahoots with them.
Maybe I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We are part of the Zionist conspiracy.
We have been accused of being agent provocateurs. Anyway, right before we went,
tell, you know, my experience with you is you are anything but an agent provocateur from the government. Anything
for sure.
But.
Do you even own a tie?
No, I don't.
You don't own a tie?
I used to. I don't anymore.
I have lots of ties. I don't think that means anything.
Yeah. But you could just be saying that, man.
What, that I have ties?
You could be an agent, too.
Well,
He'd just be saying that.
If there was one of us in this room that should be suspect,
it'd be you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, you just said earlier you'd sell out for the right amount of money.
Billions.
Yeah.
Don't trust me with billions.
I don't think it would take billions. I think it'd be a little less than that to buy you out.
I don't know. It depends on what you would want to do.
Well, but
the thing is, it's the 30th pieces of silver. Here's the thing about selling out your friends, is whoever's going to offer you something for your friends isn't telling you the whole story. The Pharisees didn't tell Judas that they were going to crucify Jesus when they gave him 30 pieces of silver to turn him over. They just wanted to talk to him or meet him or get him or whatever. They didn't tell him the whole part about spear him in the side with a sword.
That's what they tell the kids in DARE class. Okay, kids, do any of your parents smoke in this green stuff?
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. We're not gonna hurt them. We're just going to help them.
Imitate the kids again?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, we just got off the phone with Anthony in Louisiana. It's a very strange call. I don't know if he got scared at the end of the call or because we were going to
maybe
break.
Maybe the government shut him up.
If you're paranoid, I
suppose.
There
you go.
But we were going to break, and the music was playing, and he kind of got all disturbed by that. And we kept talking to him, and he said, I got to go. And he hung up the phone. So I don't know if that meant that he was scared by all the pressure that we were putting on him.
You know what? It is frightening. You've called him to talk radio shows. Don't you get nervous?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
See? So I don't know if that was it, or maybe he just had a cop pull up behind him or something.
Yeah.
You never know what is going on when someone says they got to go. But I just wanted to address what he had brought up. He brought up the Republican Liberty Caucus, and they are a sponsor to the show.
Right. They're a group of libertarians that are working within the Republican Party to turn it to more libertarian values.
I don't know if they'll ever have success at it, but I think it's a valiant crusade on their part.
I would think that they have an equal chance of success. At the very least, I believe they have a better chance of success. I'm a member. I've paid my little $30.
Okay.
I believe they have a better chance of success than libertarians because all the laws are set out against third parties.
That's true. It's hard as hell for a third party to get on the ballot or to do any campaigning, petitioning.
Yeah.
So you might have a good point there, man. And one thing's for sure, they're buying ads and the Libertarian Party isn't buying ads. So, hey, that speaks volumes to me. 800-259-9231. So we were talking about this study of atheists or study about atheists. The University of Minnesota did a study of 2,000 households across the country. And they found out that, people don't really like atheists very much in America, and that's probably one reason why we tend to be kind of quiet about our beliefs, or rather lack of beliefs. And in this particular
studio... When you say we, you don't mean me.
I don't mean you. Me,
right.
Mike D. and I are both atheists.
Yes.
Now, you, Manwich, how would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as Unitarian.
What's that mean?
It's like a broad terminology that's like on the periphery of Christianity. I don't really believe the Bible word for word. Mm-hmm. I think that it's a spiritual guide, and I think that it gives a lot of good, spiritual guideposts along the way. I don't believe in like the Noah story.
Here's the most insulting part of this particular study, and I want to refocus on it. Our findings seem to rest on a view of atheists as self-interested individuals who are not concerned with the common good. That is just a result of people having themselves brainwashed about what selfishness is.
Yeah.
They believe that atheists are selfish because they don't believe in God or something like that. I don't understand that viewpoint. Atheists can be plenty moral. In fact, I would say there are some atheists that are more moral than lots of religious people.
They're the ones not paying taxes for their churches. That's selfish.
Well,
not helping out the common good.
Everything is selfish. I mean, what you have to do, and I don't remember the psychology here, but there's a certain term for this where it's a viewpoint of life that everyone operates in their own self-interest all the time.
I believe that.
Self-interest?
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But an individual that claims that he is not selfish...
Objectivism. That's it.
...is making... Oh, I don't think that's it either. Anyway, an individual that claims that he's not selfish is making one of the most selfish statements someone can possibly make. Because by getting on a microphone, if I get on a microphone and say, I am not selfish, I donate to charity. Look at me. Look at me.
But why do you donate? You donate to charity to feel good about yourself.
Exactly. And you claim you're not selfish to make other people think, oh, wow.
He's a great guy.
Selfish. He's so wonderful.
Exactly.
I think the scariest thing about atheism for most people, and this is a guess, is that the final fail-safe between you doing right and wrong is removed. That for whatever,
the
fear
of hell or whatever.
Right, the fear of hell. If we're on a desert island, we're never going to get rescued, and you want to kill me, the very last thing that keeps you from doing it would be religion.
Silly. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likens with another Car Clinic Minute. Adam Strebe may have mastered the tail whip backflip, but when I come back, I'll tell you why Lance Armstrong type riding takes the lead when it comes to roadside safety. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today. Though most of us won't ride in the Tour de France, someone in our family is likely to bike in the Tour de neighborhood. So here are some wheelie good safety tips. Drivers, it's a numbers game. If your ride's a 4 to 18-wheeler, remember you share the road. Honking at two-wheelers can startle them, causing them to sway over into your lane, which could mean somebody's number is really up. Bikers, though might doesn't make right, you are the small kid on the block and may not be easily seen. Wear reflectors on bike and clothing, and use your head. Put a helmet on it. And for everyone, save the stunt moves for the track. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike D.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to go and vote for the show. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. We give you everything on our website for free. You know, the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the updates, live streaming, all of it's on the house. But if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, head over and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Again, it's once a month, so if you've already done it this month, well, you can't do it again, but vote.freetalklive.com. It's a big help to us. It keeps us up on the top 10 podcasts of the world, which gets us more listeners as every day goes by.
Yeah, it's important.
So, you know what? I mean, it's interesting. We've been talking about atheism for most of the hour, this hour, and because of a study that was done in Minneapolis by the University of Minnesota that found that Americans just don't like atheists. They rate them on the lowest scales, below Muslims, gays, lesbians, and recent immigrants.
I'm floored by the Americans are more distrustful of atheists than Muslims.
Yeah.
I'm floored by that.
They really don't like us.
What you don't find, and I'm not an atheist, I do believe there's a God,
right.
What you don't find, generally, is stupid atheists.
Oh, no, they're out there. Oh, yeah.
Really?
They're out there.
I mean, the Muslims that flew the plane into the buildings, that was because of a religion that they followed.
Yeah.
They weren't doing, you know, and
allegedly.
Mostly this stuff that happened. Well, it is. I mean,
yeah.
They believe that if they kill themselves, they're going to get the virgins and the whole deal.
Right. An atheist, you couldn't convince him to fly the plane
exactly.
In the building because he's ending his life and that's it.
Right. Good point. Yeah. You'll never find an atheist flying a plane into a building.
Right, he's not
totally
going to fall for
it.
The 40 virgins line.
But I'd like to point out that, yes, I have encountered stupid atheists before.
Huh.
They're just people. A stupid atheist is somebody that has just accepted that there is no God, and he just happens to be an idiot beyond that.
Oh, I have not.
Right.
So I've met many atheists, and all of them are some of the smartest people I've ever met.
What I wanted to point out...
That doesn't make them right. That just makes them smart.
Well, what I wanted to point out tonight was that you, if you're a Christian, odds are good that some of the people you're around, some of them who might even act like Christians, aren't. Because I didn't come out of the closet until I was 16.
Yeah, yeah.
I know there are a lot of other people that are just scared to come out because they might live in a breadbasket community, a middle America community where most everybody appears to be Christian, and most everybody appears to have these beliefs, they would feel as though they would be cast out, become a pariah,
yeah,
if they were to come out as an atheist. So you're living around them right now. They're your friends. They're your family members. And they don't believe in God. It doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make them immoral. It's just they don't have the same belief system in a God that you do. That's all. It doesn't mean that they're more likely to molest children. It doesn't mean anything like that. I just wanted to point that out to those of you out there that have never considered that.
But I want to do point out that most Christians are better people than me.
What do you mean?
Just, I'm not a nice person. Generally. In general,
let's take this example
so
here.
Right there.
Let's compare.
Well, I'm a pretty nice guy. I think. I'm a
really
good guy.
I said that. I think what people are scared of most with atheists is that the last fail-safe from doing heinous things is gone. They
okay.
don't have that. It's the religion thing. But Christians, if the majority of America is Christian, Christians commit the majority of the crimes.
Yeah.
So if you believe, if what's keeping you from doing something horrible is simply your belief that there's a hell
that makes you
afterwards,
a horrible person, then
yeah, it,
it
makes you a bad person that's doing the right thing because they have to,
yeah,
as opposed to an atheist who's not doing bad things. Ian's one of the best people I know,
and they get a pass too. If they do something bad, as long as they can live long enough to go to church and ask for forgiveness, they're okay. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the phones. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.